Welcome back to the Dead Set Legends, Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And it's time now to talk to this man.
Our next guest grew up in the Illawarra amongst other sporting royalty like Wayne Gardner, Brett Lee and... No, that's it. His NRL career started at the West Tigers, where he played over 100 games, scoring 46 tries before he went to the Sharks for a season and then announced his retirement after an ongoing neck injury. While he killed it on the field, he's known best for his work on The Footy Show and in 2014 also released a single with Justice Crew. So I guess they can't all be winners. Please welcome off the bench, Dead Set Legend,
questionable
Bo Ryan.
Yeah, they're the big fella, Bo Ryan. Welcome to the Dead Set Legends, brother.
I like that. That was good.
Good on you,
where's
mate.
The Dell? I was waiting for the Dell to chime in there somewhere. No, mate.
It's not always about me, mate. How you been, all right?
Hey, one thing I know, bro, it is always about you.
Always. I'm glad you clarified that, mate.
Hey, mate, the amazing race, Sunday through Tuesday, 7:30, only on Channel 10. How much have you enjoyed it, mate? It looks like heaps of fun.
Mate, I've enjoyed it, but I'm not going to lie, it was tolling. We were away for nearly 3 months. Obviously, we had COVID problems, September, October, November, and back now, still doing press, just got back from Adelaide. But national show, super proud of it, not only for, the ratings are good, and you know, we live and die by the numbers, like when you play footy, as long as you win, it doesn't really matter. The numbers are good. But in saying that, just seeing Australia and showcasing a lot of the places, like we go to Cooper Petey Sunday night, putting some of the smaller places on the map. We didn't get to Wollongong, unfortunately. but next year, this season, we're going again soon. So the way the world's going, it looks like we're going around the country again.
Bo, it's Jude. I mean, when you sit down and watch those sort of shows, sometimes you go, I could do that, or, oh, that looks pretty tough and that sort of stuff. But you're scared of heights. You had to run a few of the challenges before even the contestants got a chance. What was that like?
Yeah, see, I'm okay with most of the challenges. I mean, anything involving animals, I don't know. I've got this calmness over animals. I don't know what it is. Women, different story. but I enjoy, I do, when I sign on, I enjoy to do all the challenges. The Canadian host is a star, he does it, and one of the Asian hosts does it as well. I said yes to all the challenges. Heights, I just feel like I'm going to die, man. I feel like I'm going to be, you know that guy on YouTube that just dies with a rope snaps? I just feel like that was going to be me, but it was grueling. I mean, a lot of footy players, and I want this on record, would be awful at our show. It's not like Survivor, it's not like SAS. It's mentally tough. I mean, a lot of time in transit. But our show is mainly, I mean, you need to be fit. You need to swim, run, jump and all that. But you need to problem solve, man. Need to be a problem solver. And I'm not good at that. But it was very tiring. I was away for a long time. I spoke to Dell a couple of times.
Yeah,
one night when I had a few too many, just knocking the shackles off. You know, you've got to just release some steam.
It's all good.
Up at Sunshine Coast. But it was a grueling show, man, and I'm super proud of it. I can't be any more proud.
I can't believe that when you feel like you need to talk to someone and calm down, you speak to Dell. Like, you two together would be...
He doesn't calm me down.
I've got to ask this, Bo. The bodybuilders, mate, it was crazy when they hopped off the train and everyone's going, just get back on the train, boys. How are the boys going?
Mate, the boys are good. The boys are good. I mean, unfortunately, their first leg, we spend a lot of time in Queensland. You can't have Australia without Queensland. Then we go to Darwin, Alice Springs. Alice Springs, Cooper Petey is hot. Like, technically, they're the hottest places in Australia, but they're nothing like Darwin, man. Darwin and Far North Queensland, the heat knocked the wind out of everyone. But the boys stepped off the train, very swollen, looking like Tarzan. but they spent, I think, 10 hours in Cooper Petey. And, well, you can see what's going to happen to them. You need to be hydrated. It's 42 degrees, dust everywhere. The boys were jacked, literally, and Cooper Petey sorted them out in about 6.5 hours.
Mate, let's talk about the footy for a moment. Obviously, you played at a couple of clubs, but you're most known, obviously, for your time at the Tigers. Vastly underrated winger, I reckon, big fella. How do you think the Tigers, A, will go this year? And if you had to put 10 bucks on someone, who do you think is going to win it?
Tigers will be better. To answer your first question, Tigers will be better. I'll still go in there a little bit and see Madge. I mean, the COVID problem was a problem, but now Robbie Farah's still involved with the club. I think they'll be better. I still think they're a star player away from giving it an honest crack. I really do. I like that they've got Jimmy Roberts, and hopefully he's from all reports, training well, and he's on track. I do like them. I think they'll be better. Their forwards are tough. Luke Brooks... We've been saying for a long time, you know, people blame Benji, people blame Robbie, that Tedesco was gone. This is his moment. Let's get real. He's on big money, wonderful player. He was the next big thing when I was at the club. He was 17, 18, and this is his moment. So I'm backing him. I'm backing him to really take the team to another level. If they get injuries, they're gone. Mm. Same as the Sharks. They've both got pretty good rosters, but if they get a couple of injuries to, like, Brooks and a couple of their forwards, they're in trouble. But I'm hoping they can sneak into the eight. I really am. They've got wonderful fans. Their games at home, they're hard to beat. Madge has got them, you know, ripping and tearing already. So I'm tipping them as a dark horse to make the eight. Ofengau is good. I like who they've signed, and I think they're a chance. If I had to put $10 on a team, well, mate, you'd be stupid to bet against Penrith at the moment. That was so good last year, and I know you guys see a lot of the guys in the studio, and they were babies last year, man. Jerome Luai, Steve Crichton, they're only still, I mean, 15, 16 years old. I don't even know. They're bigger, stronger, faster. If I had $10 or I had to put my life on someone, I'd go them.
Yeah, fair enough.
What about Benji? How's he going to go at the Rabbitohs?
Great. Benji's going to go great, man. It blindsided me. I'm not going to lie. Probably like you guys, I didn't think he was going to go to South. He was talking to the Sharks for a while, and I was actually on the rates when he went and had a meeting with Steve Mason and a few of the guys, and they just didn't have space in the roster. Because what the NRL did, they brought it down to 28. I don't know if everyone knows. It used to be a 30. So when they brought it back to 28, it just, your people like Benji, not your young guys miss out on a spot, but your older guys looking for a club. So he missed the Broncos. He missed Townsville because he didn't want to go to the Cowboys. But it blindsided me there, man. But I think he's going to be a star there. I saw some footage of him training. He's going to make Cody Walker and Reynolds better. And if they aren't strong enough in their form, he'll force his way in. Wayne Bennett gets the best out of him. And, mate, I reckon he's going to be a star. He'll play in the 17. Someone asked me the other day. He'll be in the 17 somewhere. And you never knock a champion, man.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the best, get the best out in you. What about that family of yours, Remy, and that little follower? He's killing it, mate. How good?
Yeah, bro, he's, you know what, it's me and my little girl versus the world.
Yes, I know, yeah.
But my son has got AD triple, quadruple HD like his dad. I prayed for my wife when I was away, being away for 10 weeks or whatever. It was hard on me being away from the kids, but I was lucky, man. I could FaceTime them. And when I come back, it was great to see their faces. But now, probably the first month, in all honesty, it was a bit traumatizing for them. So every time I left to go somewhere, they thought I was going away for a few months, but it's good to get back and help out. I mean, we don't have heaps of help in Cronulla. All my family's back there in God's country in Marilla.
Yeah.
But it's just good to be back. I mean, I want another one, but knowing my luck, I'll probably have triplets, exactly like my son. And my wife and I, it'll be over. We'll end up getting divorced. It's all over.
Now, big fella, we heard on Kyle and Jackie O, you're getting $800,000 for the 3 months'
wedge.
Work.
It's a really good wedge.
I'm sure your wife's fine to cope with the kids with that sort of wedge coming in. How do you get paid? How do you get paid so much for that?
Yeah. I don't know, man. They just that's what they do these days. It wasn't 3 months; it was 6 months' work when you add up the
still 800,000.
Yeah, it's good. It's okay money. It's okay. I mean, it's not Channel 9 money.
Well, it's not IPL, Dell money. It's not Dell money. It's not
IPL next for you, mate.
Yeah,
it's not what we used to be on over there at 9. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's good. I love it at 10, man. Obviously I left. I had a year to go at Channel 9. I loved the place, and obviously there was a lot of changes, and the show changed, as we know, and I just didn't see a plan there. And, I had one meeting at Channel 10, and it just feels like home. They've really thrown me the keys to this show. And I wasn't a huge fan. I didn't know too much about the global Amazing Race. I watched the Australian one, and they let me be myself. And I really feel comfortable there. And I don't know, it's like being at a footy club, man. I feel I go in, I see a lot of familiar faces. I feel really happy there. And you know, when you're happy, you're doing your best work.
Yeah, that's fantastic, mate. Well, congratulations. Thanks for joining us for a little bit this morning. We've really enjoyed chatting to you. Best of luck with the show. As we said, Sunday through Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., only on Channel 10. Catch Bo on the Amazing Race Australia. Thanks a lot, brother.
Killing it.
Thanks, mate. And you know, you can't believe everything you read, Jus. You know that better than anyone.
I do understand that.
We don't get out of bed for seven figures, do you know that?
Yeah. Well done, brother. See
you. Yeah, the boys.
Yeah, the boys.
Yeah, the boys.
See you, brother.